Good day all, and welcome to the Upstate Housing Program. My guest today is Tara Glynn, a senior attorney, and David Grossman, a staff attorney at the Legal Aid Society of Northeastern New York. So welcome, Tara and David. So glad you can be with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So on May 12th, you both participated in a Legal Aid virtual town hall covering landlord-tenant issues. Stable housing has been an issue for decades. This is nothing new. How has the fear of losing one's housing changed for people now? What changes, if any, do you see in the types of calls you are getting?
Well, I would say one thing that we're seeing a little bit more of, I think, as some people are aware, there's certain parts of either state law or federal law that are there's a moratorium on some evictions. So right now, a lot of people are able to shelter in place, but there's some unknowns about how long that will last and what will happen when that's no longer in place. But obviously, we have this, we're trying to shelter where we are, and if you don't have a home, that's impossible to do. So the stakes are a little bit higher these days.
Sure. I agree with what David said. There's just a lot of uncertainty, a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of anxiety about paying rent. Every tenant that I've talked to wants to pay their rent, and they either can't because they can't financially afford it right now due to backlogs on unemployment or tax returns, or other expenses that have come up due to the pandemic that no one could see coming. We're also seeing much more dire calls for repair orders because tenants are forced to stay in their homes. So when repairs are needed, it's much more urgent. And a lot of fear about self-help evictions. Self-help eviction, which is, so an eviction proceeding and an eviction order has to come from a court of law. So if a landlord or a property owner does anything to exclude the tenant, does anything to make it so the tenant can't stay there anymore, that's called a self-help or an illegal eviction. This can include anything from a reduction of services, like turning off your water or your electricity, to really extreme examples like changing the locks, removing doors, or removing appliances from the home.
So how are you helping those individuals? What's their recourse? And it must be pretty frustrating for a tenant.
Yes, it's very frustrating. I think there's a lot of landlords who are also frustrated because there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of, as David said, there's a lot of different laws interplaying here. There's federal laws. There's two different state executive orders. There's orders from the court that all are kind of a patchwork here. And tenants and landlords alike are trying to figure out how this applies to them.
So what are you recommending? How do you clear up that confusion?
Well, I think one of the things that someone could do is call into our legal line. We do have a legal line at Legal Aid. It is 833-628-0087. Those are normal business hours, but also on Wednesdays and Thursdays, we're doing calls from 5 to 7 after normal hours to try to catch people who would not be able to call in during normal hours. So that's one of the best ways. You can also reach out if you have web access. You can go to our website, lasny.org, lasnny.org.
For tenants who call in, it's, every single case is fact specific. So it's very hard to say what information we're giving out because it really depends on what situation a tenant finds themselves in. But the type of advice can range anywhere from, contacting law enforcement to intervening on behalf of the tenant, negotiating things with the landlord, negotiating things with local agencies to help get the tenant the assistance they need. It really varies case to case.
I'm sorry, I would just add that one important thing is if we're not available, your first call if something's going on should be your local law enforcement, probably.
So what's the difference then between the federal eviction moratorium and the state eviction moratorium?
A lot of things. To make it easier, I'll speak to the state issues and then David can take on the federal ones. In New York State, back in March, Governor Cuomo issued an executive order. He's issued several of them. The first one pertaining to evictions put a halt on all evictions. All proceedings, filing of new proceedings, if proceedings were pending, they were halted. If an eviction order came from a court, like a warrant of eviction, that couldn't be enforced, even if law enforcement had already served it on the tenant. It was a full stop until June 18th, 2020. So that order is still in effect. Then there came an order from the court system, which put a ban on filing of new courts with new proceedings. So this means landlords could no longer file new cases, even though they couldn't be heard until after that June 18th deadline. That order from the court does allow for some judicial recourse, which means for tenants, which means we as advocates can file things on behalf of tenants in certain circumstances, but the landlords could not file new eviction proceedings. Then last week, Governor Cuomo issued a new executive order regarding evictions that goes from June 20th, 2020 until August 20th, 2020. However, this one is conditional. So this only applies to non-payment proceedings, which is a type of an eviction process. Evictions are known as summary proceedings. That only has to do when a landlord is seeking to have you evicted because they're claiming you owe them rent. If a landlord brings that type of proceeding, if the tenant has been experiencing a financial hardship due to COVID-19 or otherwise is eligible for unemployment insurance or state or federal benefits, then those matters are stayed until August 20th, 2020. It doesn't apply to other types of eviction proceedings, which are called holdover proceedings, which, to make a long story short, basically covers everything that's not a non-payment proceeding.
David, do you want to quickly give us some tips on what's happening with the Fed side?
Sure. The Federal CARES Act was signed on March 27th. It put a moratorium on filing these non-payment evictions that we just talked about, that Tara just talked about. So if you haven't paid your rent and you're in one of these covered properties, your landlord can't file against you until July 27th is the earliest date. Now, these covered properties are anything that has a federal, basically some federal money attached to it. So we're talking public housing, we're talking Section 8. Those are the most obvious ones. It gets a little messier because there are also provisions, you know, some areas where, you know, if there's a rental property that's got a federally backed mortgage, that could also be covered. So Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, that's where it's going to get really messy, and we're going to see how things work out. But bottom line, federally, if it's one of these properties, a non-payment, you can't have that until July 27th at the earliest. If it's one of these other proceedings we talked about in New York, that should be in September.
Do you see any plans being implemented to help the tenants with any potential congestion in the courts once these eviction moratoriums end? And does legal aid or the courts have enough staff and funding to handle this anticipation of, you know, this big backlog of processing all these evictions?
I think that it's safe to say that it's going to be like nothing we've seen before, because as Tara mentioned, there's this backlog and of cases that have not been going forward for months now. They're going to, once those floodgates open, whether it's in July, whether it's in September, there's going to be a lot of them. As far as what the courts are doing, I'm not entirely sure. I know that the New York State Bar Association, just as a member, I know that they're sending out emails, and they're expecting that there's going to be a high volume.
I can say one concern I have. I work up in the Plattsburgh office of legal aid. We have 5 offices throughout upstate New York, and I work predominantly in rural towns and rural courts. A lot of how the courts have transitioned to hearing matters has been digitally, which is a problem in rural counties where, you know, broadband service is not reliable. A lot of our low-income tenants don't necessarily have smartphones, laptops, tablets, or things like that to access it. How we're going to deal with those problems, we don't know yet, but we're anticipating that will be a concern.
Do you see any other alternatives that you would like to see implemented to help people being evicted both in the short term and long term?
What I would like to see, I'd like to see some sort of state action about the rent that is being owed, whether that is funding to help tenants pay it, whether it's a rent freeze. I'm not a legislator. I don't know how that would look, but some sort of assistance that's not just pushing this off several months. While I'm grateful that it's been pushed off, we need some sort of relief for what's going to happen.
I agree. And it's something, some solution that will make both parties whole or as close to whole as they can be.
So I'm going to have to kind of wrap it up here. Do you have anything anything else you would like to share? And what is the best way for people to get more information?
The best way for people to get more information is to call us or to go to our website. As David said, at lasny.org, we have a lot of free information up there for anybody to access that also goes well beyond housing, goes to Social Security, unemployment, health initiatives, domestic violence, a lot of different issues people may be experiencing.
Yes, our legal line number is 833-628-0087, excuse me.
So I thank you, Tara and David, for your time today. And this is Michelle Masurgeon for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.